Your truck needs service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Longer. Let's do it.
All right, tomorrow we're going to be at the Little Rock Athletic Club for the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship. It's the elite pickleball players in multiple categories, over 340 players, big trophies they're giving away, a lot of cash. We'll be there starting tomorrow. It goes 3 days. When we first started, Roger, I think it was just 1 day. And then it went to, I think, 2 days last year. Now it's gone 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So
Evans Dietz will be there.
Yeah, is he playing in it?
I'm sure he is, because he's an elite player. Yet last night, Samantha and I played pickleball. She's outstanding. She has done a fantastic job. I mean, to be returning ball, and we played against her. There's some devil serves. There's a guy that made me think of Justin's dad with the devil serve. got that spin on it, dude. And I'm trying to, the most, not embarrassing, but one of the things that makes you feel the worst is when you completely whiff a ball. I mean, just as you're going up to it, because you take your eye off of it or whatever, and you think you're just going to tap it and lob it over, and it goes right, and it's just in slow motion. It goes right on the other side of your paddle. It's such a fun game, and I love playing with Samantha and doing that. And we have a good time.
What's crazy, Justin, is that, when you watch these players, wow, they're all good. Lee Hatcher, our good friend Lee Hatcher, and Greg are playing in it as a married couples. That's a category. We mentioned Meg Marion. We mentioned that 15-year-old kid that's 6'5", that's top five players in the country.
What was that play? Did you remember?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was some kind of trick shot.
It was a fake or something.
We'll have to ask him about that again. He'll be playing.
I have to look it up.
Let's bring in normally. The reason why I mentioned that we'll be there tomorrow, we asked Danny West to jump on with us today so we don't have to be rushed with him tomorrow. So let's bring in Danny now.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for jumping on with us today instead of Friday.
No problem.
Missed you last week, but and I know you got Trey Biddy has been at every practice this fall camp, correct?
Yep, he's out there every day. He kind of lets me focus on recruiting these days. That's been the case for us for the last 4 or 5 years now. But, yeah, he's out there every day, so he's my eyes and ears as well.
So what do you have to share with us today? I know you've got some things that you were thinking about wanting to talk to us about.
Sure, the new safeties that they picked up this week, Baz.
Yep.
I mean, we get into August, buddy, and I think I've got it whooped for the year. I think I've got 24 commitments by July 1st, and then I can just coast, and we're done bringing in players, of course. They bring in two safeties in the middle of fall camp, so I don't know what's
weird.
Going on anymore. But ain't it weird, but... Hey, man, I think it's timely. I'm sure you guys have talked about it already throughout the week, but Caleb Wooden, of course, reactions varied. A lot of fans remember last year Wooden being part of that Razorback defense that struggled so mightily last year, and is what it is. You hope he stays in shape and can knock the rust off, and get back in there and improve this year. But, man, this one they picked up earlier in the week, Sean Williams out of Dartmouth. I'm not sure people are, just through the roof.
Yeah.
I think when this new ruling came out from a Colorado judge, the injunction that allowed class of 2022 signees to, have this additional year here in 2026, I think most people saw it as, man, it's just a very... It's just a very short pool of candidates for talent out there right now. When you say, all right, it can't be a professional coming back, and it has to be somebody that's already in the portal from back in January, well, that limits your opportunities there. But that was the case with this Dartmouth kid, is what I'm getting at here, Baz. He had already entered in January, didn't have any real prospects at the professional level. He did, I think, have a tryout, but no money exchange there. So it's not like the LSU bunch where they're trying to, you know, make a couple $100,000 and then jump back into it. That's not the case here. So, hey, a three-time Ivy League safety, 11 career picks. He's 5'9", 190. I have confirmed that Arkansas does plan on starting him out at safety with the option that maybe he's a guy that can move around a little bit as you get on into the year. Of course, it's going to take these guys a little bit of time to not just learn the defense, but probably get back into playing shape. And you would hope by mid-year maybe one or both of these guys can help you. But I really do think they're high on this Sean Williams, Baz. I wanted to jump on here and tell you about him because sounds like maybe a guy that can jump in and help him.
Well, it's obviously the Ivy League, and obviously the level of competition a little different than it is in the SEC. And three-time All-Conference. I was going to say, how much you reckon those two guys cost us? You had a guess.
Oh, man, probably not a ton. I will say that I know Auburn was in there for the Williams kid. But I, in terms of an offer, I don't know what they threw at him.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the fact that another SEC school was in there for Williams at least, which is coincidental, I guess, because that's where you got Wooden from, was Auburn initially out of the portal.
Right.
So I'd only be guessing, Baz, but I can't imagine it was just overwhelming.
You know, Roger and Justin, you know, we were talking about the Caleb Wooden deal. Yeah, the guy comes back. You know, they were obviously pretty bad on defense last year. Like, are we excited about that? You know, Justin Akery had him on the show last year, and he was very good on the air and said all the right things. But, yeah, I was thinking, is it good that we bring him back?
Yeah.
we were pretty bad on the back half of the defense. And so I know you haven't been at practice, but what has Trey communicated to you about anybody that – you know, you've covered all these guys. Some of you don't. Some of you haven't because they're transfer portal guys. But what are the guys that you know about that you've heard from Trey that, hey, this guy looks, he's really improved or he's better than we thought he was?
Well, I think the hype is real on the defensive line. You know, he's kind of communicated that. Now, again, I'm not trying to put words in Trey's mouth. I don't think he's expecting all SEC performers across the line. But just knowing that they've got more depth, they've got more talent across the board than they did a year ago, and that was really our concern going into last year was, did they do enough, especially on the interior defensive line? And, of course, the answer was probably no, a resounding no, I should say. But this year, man, I think it's a little bit different. They shore up the defensive line some. I actually like the linebackers, but we're sitting here talking about safeties. That might be the biggest question that any of us have right now because – and it's important to think about, they just added two this week. We're less than 3 weeks away from, the first game.
Yeah.
And that safety spot is one we've talked about literally all year because you think about the last week or so going back to January portal, they struck out on a couple of guys. Ricardo Jones ended up going to Vanderbilt. Another kid, I forget his name, I'm sorry, he ended up going to Mississippi State. And, man, you miss on a couple of those that probably would have cost you a pretty penny, but may have put the class over the top for a lot of people, too. I think safety was really the only concern coming out of the portal period. And so maybe one of these guys or both can help patch that up a little bit.
Visiting with Danny West, brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales in Hot Springs. So does Trey, from what you're getting from Trey and Rogers, I think listen to Trey a little bit on Drive Time. So we were talking about today of how this team could be a better coach team, an improved team, and still not win many more games. And so does Trey sort of feel that way that, hey, this team looks better coached and all that, but the talent disparity is still there enough to where they're going to struggle to beat the better teams?
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it falls back on the talent disparity because, in my opinion, and again, Trey may have a different thought on this, I think it's a lot more marginal than people realize, you know, across the board. Now, I'm not saying Arkansas is anywhere near close to what Texas or Georgia have at the moment, or LSU. I think there are tiers in the SEC, but Arkansas is in that tier maybe with maybe a handful of other teams where it does come down to exactly who takes care of the ball, who limits, you know, mistakes and turnovers and this and that. So I think Trey and I are probably both in the same boat in terms of, yeah, they could be greatly improved in taking care of the ball and, you know, knocking out penalties and just being a more fundamental group. But, man, that it doesn't change the schedule, you know, at all. Auburn feels really good about where they're at right now. So does Vanderbilt. I mean, it's crazy to say, but they're coming off 17 wins over the last 2 years. Of course they're feeling good. They got the portal just like everybody else. Missouri just reloads that defensive line every single year, no matter where they come from. So, I mean, you still got to go prove it. But, man, the hope is there that if you do limit penalties and turnovers and mistakes and just taking yourself out of games, maybe a different voice, maybe a different head coach on the sideline can be the difference for them. But it is marginal to me. I think they haven't been that close. They've led the team. They've led the nation in close losses. So it's not like they're just getting smoked every week.
Do Roger and Justin, are you okay with winning the moral victory wins this year with the new coach? And even though you may not get the win.
Even if the product's improved. No.
It looks better.
No, because to me, I mean, Danny makes a good point. Even last year, winning two games, we were in basically every one of them except Notre Dame. And Texas might have got out of hand a little bit at the end. But, I mean, no, you're right there. I mean, and I heard Trey say this on Randy's show, I don't know, might have been last week, might have been this week, that – he predicted 4-8 or 8-4 last year, and splitting hairs here, I don't mean to say easily, but they very well could have won 8 games last year. I mean, they were in basically every game, more or less.
Right.
So I agree with what Danny had to say. I thought that was a good way of putting it. It's not like we're that far away from beating – I'm not saying beating Georgia or beating Bama or whatever, but we're not that far away from beating the South Carolinas, as y'all said.
Vanderbilt?
And Mississippi States and all that. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I hope – I do think you're right. I think there's going to be some games we definitely have a shot at. I think there's going to be games we don't have, the ones you mentioned, Danny. The
other thing, too, to play devil's advocate, I'm not overly positive, as we've talked about on this show, about this season. But I do think it's interesting, and Coach Silverfield has said as much in the press, whether it be media days or post that, we do have we always think this team's going to be good because they were good last year. We think this team's going to suck because they sucked last year.
Right.
This is not at all the same team.
Right.
I mean, at all.
Right.
I mean, they may all be bad. They may all be good. But who knows? Nobody really knows. The Dannys and Treys of the world do, more so than any of us. But I don't think any of us really know. I mean, what I'm saying?
We'll find out when we see the product on the field. I mean, we'll find out then. And it won't be any. Hey, do you guys remember? Hey, do you remember what happened the opening series of the game of our first game last year? You remember?
No.
Did we go 3-and-out?
No. Well,
no, or did we march down the?
They did.
I'm assuming
they scored.
They marched right down the field.
They scored.
We didn't stop them on one. I think they averaged like 8 yards a play.
Yeah, they were tearing us up.
I looked. That's not the way. That's the way you draw it up. The first series. I mean, I thought, oh Lord, if it's gonna be a long year, boys. Of course, you know, they had it. The other team had it scripted, but it was still. Who do we play?
I think at halftime it was close, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were. It was Alabama A&M.
You know what?
This is not Alabama. This is Alabama A&M. It's like,
oh my gosh. We talk about so many things that should be on the message boards, whether it be the song Tusk or the song by Hank Jr. or Darren McFadden saying stuff. This is what every Razorback player needs to hear.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Apollo Creed. Saying there is no tomorrow.
Well, there is going to be a tomorrow. It may, hopefully, it'll be brighter than what it was today. But I think we're all.
Well, I'll,
We all are hoping and rooting for Coach Silverfield. We want him to do well. We want them to be better.
Yeah, and we think four wins, he's Coach of the Year.
Do we at four?
Yeah,
if
sure.
We double
if you got, listen, this is the one time that we go, you know what? We go to the Liberty Bowl. He's Coach of the Year.
You know. Well, listen, what's the last time we went? What was the last bowl game we went to?
Liberty.
Liberty.
What year was that?
Every other year.
Year before last.
Yeah, year right? before last, and then the year before that, and then the year before that. Yeah, I think then we go to Liberty Bowl.
Because we played Texas Tech.
I think it's not, exactly. But I mean, but it was the Liberty Bowl. But I mean, again, like we said earlier, we don't expect this team to win anything. But it's a new, it's a new staff.
It is.
It's a new everything. To Justin's point, these aren't the same people. Nobody's there from last year.
Well, there is
except Braylon Russell.
There's no. I will say this. There's zero expectations. There is zero expectations.
Zero expectations.
I mean, there's
because it's a new team.
There's no pressure.
If we had
anybody.
Zero expectations and it was Coach Pittman or a returning staff, we'd be going
well. And know. That's and Danny. That's why I said, you know, if you want to know why we're not as optimistic against some of these teams,
sure.
Georgia has eight returning starters on one side of the ball. Eight. We can't. Whoa. When's the last time you've seen eight? And they're all drafted. I think the top. Three or four of those are like first, second round draft projections. And
our NIL donators suck, man. We don't have any good now.
All right.
Well, hey, Danny, real quick.
Yeah.
Are we on any of the players that can possibly return from the NFL to college?
Man, I haven't heard anything so far, but the first one that jumped out at me was Rohan Jones, the tight end. I mean,
oh, yeah.
When we're thinking about class of 2022, man, that would be the one you'd want back. But. Man, I haven't heard anything, but, man, yeah, that would be – man, you think about that tight end room, I think everybody feels good about Platt, but Lockwood's starting to make a little bit of noise behind him, but, man, wouldn't you feel a lot better with two tight ends, known commodities? That would really, really be awesome. But, no, haven't heard anything concrete on that just yet.
So the deal on the NFL guys, these kids are in camp trying to make the roster. If they don't make it, they can go back in that fifth year deal and appeal and say we're good for the fifth year in college.
That's what they're shooting for, Baz. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
How
or
weird
not,
is that? They're out there. They're practicing with a pro team, getting paid for it, and then if it doesn't work out, they're going to go back and make $300,000-$400,000.
And some of them are hoping to be cut, probably, so they can go back and make more in college.
If they're not going to make the team.
Yeah.
This Pyburn, Jack Pyburn from LSU, he's really the one in question. And, man, for him, it comes down to the 2023 season, and he got to play nine games. He only missed the final three, and now he wants a full season back to be able to come back from the pros. It's a mess, guys. It's... You know, people can put up with new rules, transfer here and there, players being paid. But when we start getting into this stuff, this makes people check out, in my opinion.
What do you think about the last thing, Danny, before we let you go, and thanks to HJ Trailer Sales again in Hot Springs. Last thing, did you see the article that came out? It got a lot of Razorback fans all worked up with that Arkansas. I think it listed the 16 schools in Arkansas had the least amount of four stars, or it didn't have any, and you know, I think it listed.
Sure.
You know, did you see that list?
For the
2027, 2020, either 2027, 2028 class.
Okay, 27, yeah, that would make sense, buddy. That's where it's at right now. They've got pretty much the same Arkansas class that we've all come accustomed to, but there is a difference at the top right now. Most of your SEC teams have at least a handful more four stars than Arkansas has at the moment. So, solid class overall, but man, it's lacking the star power so far.
Yeah, it was.
And a lot of that's by design, not to quote Chad Morris here, bring back that quote, but some of that is by design a little bit, where Arkansas is just simply not willing to pay some of the asking prices for high school kids.
Yeah, they've got us. I think they've
that's
got us.
That's such crazy
to hear.
They've
got us at 37. Yeah. I think is what it is. 37. All right, Danny. Great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for jumping on with us on Thursday.
Yeah, man. We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks to HJ Trailer Sales again. How about a little Rubber Band Man? Roger, did you see the song that was number one on this day? One of our favorites. Did you see it?
I did.
Which one was it?
Bunch of them.
Best of My Love by The Emotions. That's a great song. We'll play that when we come back. Don't go away.
Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going.
mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas fall camp continues, and yesterday it was the running back's turn to talk to the media. Running backs coach David Johnson preached the importance of ball security.
We have to own the ball. That's the number one thing. You don't want any turnovers, different things like that. So constantly we preach it from every different position on the field. I mean, that's defense, offense. That has to be a constant with us. You know, we have to maintain looking at different things and knowing we can't turn the ball over. You know, we don't want to lose the game. So we preach that all the time. I tell my guys all the time, we have to own the ball.
There will be another morning practice today. Several players will speak to the media following it. And the Arkansas Travelers play the Springfield Cardinals again tonight at Dickey Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
Thursday, expect temperatures reaching the triple digits once again with heat index values approaching 108 degrees in Little Rock. We'll have partly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. And then overnight Thursday night into Friday morning, temperatures drop into the mid to upper 70s. By Friday, expect mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 90s, feeling like the triple digits. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
There's a place that pulses with possibility when you step through the door, where one second could change everything. That place is Oaklawn Hot Springs, home to a 24/7 smoke-free casino with more than 1,400 slots, over 30 table games, an exclusive high-limits area, and sportsbook. And when you join Oaklawn Rewards, every play can earn points, comps, free play, and exclusive promotions, with new chances to win big every month. Join the fun. Plan your trip at Oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com, Sanders Ground Essentials, let's get growing.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
I just can't do the guy.
No, I just can't do it.
That's Justin Moore. I just can't do the guy. Oh, yeah, Best of My Love by The Emotions, number one on this day. What was the year, Roger?
1976.
Close. 1977. Number one for 4 weeks. Such a great song. Hey, baby. na ba na na. All right, 9:31. A couple things. I mentioned this was the day that the Menendez brothers were taken into
custody
for shooting to death their parents. We also lost Jerry Lewis on this day in 2017.
Already that long? 9 years ago?
How about that?
Yikers.
Also, too, U.S. talk show host Regis Philbin set the world record for living a lifetime on TV. 15,000 hours of live TV. That was a lot. Guinness World Records for most hours on camera. Of course, he's passed too. You know, his grave site is in Notre Dame Holtz and Rockne, which is pretty good. A couple of birthdays today. Craig Nettles. Remember that name?
I do.
Justin, you remember him? Craig Nettles? I remember him as a Yankee, Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played in multiple World Series. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Base?
I think so. Multi-year All-Star, also with the Padres, the Braves, and the Expos. Connie Chung.
Oh, everybody Connie Chung tonight.
Ray Wise, Roger, Ray Wise.
Wait a second, back up a second. Who was Connie Chung? May still be her hubby.
The mayor of Cleveland.
No.
You are the father.
I thought he was.
Dingo.
I thought he was the mayor, too.
No, you're getting that confused with Jerry Springer.
Springer. What was it?
Maury Povich.
Povich, yeah. That's right.
You are not the father.
Do you know who Ray Wise is?
Who?
Ray Wise.
Yeah, he was
Ray
in Twin Wise. Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
He was in Star Trek: The Next Generation.
I never watched that. I remember him in Jeepers Creepers.
He was in that too.
Jeepers Creepers.
Robert Plant.
Oh yeah.
Robert Plant. Hello.
Led Zeppelin.
Yes, one of the greatest of all time. I like for Justin to cover one of those.
I think if I had to pick best rock band of all time, it'd probably be Zeppelin.
They're pretty cool.
They're up there, man.
Pretty cool. Roberto Plant is what they call him.
Wow. Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sad, the way you move.
Jessica could cover that. And then, of course, Roger, Rudy Gatlin.
Oh, yeah.
All the gold.
Everybody likes it. Here's one of mine.
She's a broken lady.
Listen to that harmony.
Waiting
good.
Sure is.
And have what's left. Oh, okay, never mind. How about this one?
Love is just a game.
Oh, love is just a game, Justin.
I'm telling you.
And this is all we have of this guy's birthday today. Jim Reeves. I forget.
Oh,
what
I saw
they call
that.
Him? They call
yes.
him the gentleman. That, what they
saw
call
that.
Him, Jess?
We've already mentioned Isaac Hayes earlier this morning. Do we have Joe Klein with
I
that?
I don't know.
I do, yeah.
Let's hear Joe Klein do a little Isaac Hayes this morning. Sing along with it.
Hill Power.
Oh, this shaft. So good.
I'm telling you right now. If I had an Academy Award, I'd throw it through that window to let the funk out of here.
This is when cool was really
come
cool.
Come on, right now. Can you smell it, Jay Bird? Do you smell it?
I can.
Huh?
Actually.
Damn right you can.
I think stink.
It stinks.
Let's
stinks
see.
And what about this?
Oh, that's Madonna.
What's that?
Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, my goodness. It was Papa Don't Preach.
No, what's that? What are you playing that for?
Because it was number one.
It was? I recognize that right off the bat.
You sure did. You sure did. What about this one? What about this one?
Higher love.
That's right. That was the number one. Also, this one.
Panorama.
Yeah, but not by them, though. It's the only one I could find. Oh, my God.
What's the name of it?
That's some stank. That is some
the 60s?
What do you call that organ? Yeah, that's Venus.
B3?
Venus.
Oh, my gosh. That's a shocking blue. That's a shot. And, of course, it was 1977.
Well, I wonder if you
a few days after he disappeared, that song became number one.
I wondered if you had any of the music from Fred Durst, Justin. Fred Durst.
Limp Bizkit.
Does he have the one major song, Nookie? Is that it?
Whoa!
Nookie?
Yeah.
Or Rollin'?
Yeah.
Oh, Rollin'. I forgot about
that. Oh, yeah, Rollin' was big, too.
We don't have it.
Forgot about that.
What we do have is this.
What in the world?
I love
little baby ducks.
Little baby ducks.
Little baby ducks.
Old pickup truck.
Tom T.
Slow moving trains and rain.
Right, and this one. That's right. Can you smell the country stank on this steel guitar?
Country is.
Tom T. Hall passed away, committed suicide. They didn't let that out after a while. I sent you that list. It's just terrible. You never know what somebody's going through. Even at 85.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Gary Stewart said it. Mel Street. Sad. Same thing. Yes.
All right. So tell me where you rank this woman. She was born in 1974. Amy Adams, actress.
Oh, two words.
You've got
Smoke.
When you think of, you got Night at the Museum, mm-hmm. Battle of the Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. You've got Catch Me If You Can, Enchanted.
Catch Me If You Can. That she was.
She was young.
Yeah, she was a young girl in it. She had braces in that one.
What's your best role?
Was she Talladega?
What's that?
Was she the chicken Talladega?
Was she?
Talladega Nights.
I think you may be right.
She was that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is not. There's three redheads, I think.
Yes,
there's two.
There's two.
There's her. Now, who was the one that
Zero
was
Dark
in 30. Step Brothers? Step Brothers.
Oh, that's, huh?
Who is it? No, Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
Are you talking about the one she looks like?
Yeah, there's two or three
Isla
redheads.
Fisher, yeah.
There's Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher, yeah. And then
Isla Fisher,
Jessica Chastain.
And Jessica Chastain.
Oh, yes.
Jessica Chastain, what she did to play Tammy Faye Baker. Don't even get me started.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she
and
was
Tammy
like,
Wynette. So, I mean,
you forget you're watching a movie.
Yes.
She's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she made Tammy.
She's good.
Oh, my gosh, man. Stop.
Let's see here. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be part of the show. Todd Helton. Remember him, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, play with the Rockies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Play for Tennessee. Andrew Garfield. When you think of him, what do you think of? Spider-Man?
Hacksaw Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge.
What about Demi Lovato?
Oh, shut up.
Mr. Roboto.
Don't nobody got no Demi Lovato.
Let's see. Al Roker. Remember Al Roker?
I do. He's a bobblehead.
Famous Today Show weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's doing Celebrity Family Feud. I did not know
he's
that.
He's a host of that?
It says
what?
That. We mentioned earlier Don King. What'd you call him?
Troll hair. It's true.
That is good. Also, too, I saw this today.
When you say also, too.
Also, too.
Is that redundant?
Yes. How many people claim they've never pretended to be sick to get out of school to work?
How many people never did it?
What percentage of people claim they've never pretended to be sick to get out of school or
5%.
Work?
5%.
What do you think, Justin?
To get out of 20%. Work or school?
Yeah, I'll go like 25%, but a lot of them are lying, probably.
Says 36% of people claim they've never pretended to be sick to get out of school or work. Do you remember as a kid, saying, I don't feel good?
You were hoping
your mom could go. You'd sell her. And if right. if you're good, Roger, Price is Right at 9:30, baby. Let's go.
Right.
Sit right in front of that TV about 6 inches away from the screen, turning the knob. I don't feel good, though, Mama.
You know what? And it was unbelievable because right about 3 o'clock, you got to feeling better. I'm going to go outside and grab some sun, Mama.
And you were 100% better, even though your parents had already told you in the morning when you were trying to pull this scheme that you weren't going to play.
That's right.
You were 100% right. Better about 6 o'clock when you were getting ready to play whatever sport.
Yes.
100%.
Before we get to some Middleton Heat and Air text line, do you have the Joe clip from this morning? If you missed Joe Klein singing.
I do. You can't really hear him, though.
Let's see. That's okay. We'll dump it if it's not good. Here we go.
Thank you, Ann.
Yes. Go, Joe. Mark the tape.
Aw, shucks. I hear you.
Come on, Joe. I like it.
Oh, my. Put that on the board. Let me have it. I'm telling you right now.
You can barely hear
that
it, but you can hear it.
One more time. Let's hear it.
He just matches Isaac.
He does.
So
he does.
So
he does.
Thank you, Ann. Yes. Such a great song.
Go, Joe. Mark the tape.
Aw, shucks.
Come on, Joe. I like it.
If that's not fun, I don't know what it is. If you don't think that's fun, I don't want you listening to The Zone today.
Someone says from the 870, what is the next movie review for the Hawks movie review? Do you want to do one more for the summer?
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll do one tonight.
I think we should. Well, we can do Pressure. Why don't we review Pressure?
Okay.
We've done Pressure. Have you seen Pressure?
Can you watch Pressure?
Can you watch it?
Christian?
I'm sorry.
You've seen it, Bass?
I have.
Okay. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Can you see it?
Let me see.
I think you might have to get a jailbreak.
I think it may be on Apple.
It might be on Apple.
It's on Peacock.
All right, watch Pressure, and then let's move forward from that. All right, so tonight's movie, Pressure. It's probably the
Justin, you gotta watch this
newest movie we've ever reviewed.
Yeah, it's a good historic.
It'll make you just go read about it.
It's about how important the during the weather was for the D-Day.
Yeah.
They had to get it right, and it just the behind the scenes between the Brits and the Americans and the meteorologists trying to figure out who you're gonna believe. You know, because it could change the world. It changed the history of the world. If we don't get that right and Hitler continues to do what he was doing. Somebody said today was the release date of one of Burt Reynolds' highest released movies of his career. It was Deliverance, 1972.
That's
it's a good one.
It is a good one. And this was also the release date of Tropic Thunder, one of our favorite movies.
Oh, wow, I didn't get a chance to see that. That's one of our favorites.
You guys all read the script, right?
It's a dandy.
Script reads me. What the hell does that even mean? What you getting at with the book script? Spit that out, man!
It's so good. He sort of spaces out.
Yeah, he breaks character a little bit.
He's so good in this.
Oh, you know what I saw? I saw a clip, and somebody verify this because Xi Jinping's listening. You might see it as well. In the movie The Abyss.
Okay. Clooney?
No.
That's the chick.
I'm thinking of The Descendants.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the chick. Who is the chick in the movie The Abyss?
The James Cameron movie.
Yes.
Okay.
James Cameron movie The Abyss with the I forget the lady's name, but
I can't remember.
And the actor Ed Harris is in it.
Yeah.
So they're underwater. This is getting ready to go on, and they show the clip. They show the clip that because they're underwater, the cameraman wipes off the lens of the camera.
I've seen it. Yep.
But it was such a great take that Cameron said, we're not going to make them have to redo this. He left it. I know.
Yeah, you can see it.
You can see it.
Somebody says, hey, I'm driving through Harrison now, still hearing the radio signal on 103.7. I like that. John Mark said, Tammy Wynette never looked better than when Jessica Chastain portrayed her.
And neither did Tammy. Tammy, which one did he say? Tammy Wynette?
Jessica Strong.
It's Tammy Faye Baker. Right?
Yeah, Tammy Wynette and Tammy Faye Baker. She played them both.
Mm-hmm.
And Baker never looked that good.
Baz, Roger, have you seen the TV series Grimm?
Yeah, I used to.
Not.
Maybe when it first came on.
I faked a stomach ache a few times in the kindergarten until my mom took me to our local doctor and he gave me a shot in my butt.
Yep.
Don't know what it was, but it broke me of faking again. Oh, that's funny.
Show right now. Just tapping on that chopping block.
Ba 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 ba. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Ba da da ba. Ba da 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 da.
The summer is more than halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26-year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing the ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall with no payments due for the first first 90 days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available. Just like the founding of our great nation, if you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape, they get in the pool, and boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season has come down to this. The Big 3 championship is coming to Charlotte. Who will be crowned the Big 3 season 9 champion? Plus the Big 3 All-Star Game. The biggest names in the game, all on one court, one more time. Two games of the most physical, competitive, and non-stop 3-on-3 action. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And catch replays Monday on BET. Yay!
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar, let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Arkansas Brides, make your wedding show experience unforgettable with a VIP ticket. Join us Sunday, August 23rd at the Statehouse Convention Center for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show. VIP guests receive an exclusive bride t-shirt, tote bag, custom labels, special swag, reserved seating, and early access to the show. These limited VIP tickets are available now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. Start planning your dream day with Arkansas wedding experts all in one place.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Superdeck, and Woodscapes products August 14th through the 24th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Doug. Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Babe, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area. Get a quote at libertymutual.com. Or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Razorback football returns September 5th, and it's time for the first meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club with The Zone, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will bring you the show from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes new head hog, Ryan Silverfield. It's The Zone, on location at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Find the them at ArkansasSpineAndPain.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Melinda, you have a history with the beaver?
Wow. I want that on my board. I got to have it for tomorrow morning, Bubba. You need to put that on Friday's page for me, please.
All right, we'll do. Yeah, yeah, no, listen, we need to have the same kind of patch with everybody. No, that is, listen.
Oh, mine are ridiculous.
I just repeated what.
No, it's because you say it and can get rid of it. And it's over. Nobody says anything. Hey, Bass talked about Melinda.
Hey, don't forget, if you haven't got your ticket to see Coach Silverfield on Monday, do it. If you can't make it, we'll be carrying it live here on The Buzz. And Justin and Phil will be there. And obviously, we'll have it streamed on all the platforms. But love to have you in person. Go to LRTouchdown.com. And then you also can buy tickets for Emmitt Smith and Lynn Swan and Doug Flutie and all the other, if you're a Ragnow fan or a Jason Peters fan or whatever. So
Ragnow.
My boony bow. Hey, where are the boys at today?
I don't know.
They're at 10 Fitness.
Ah, 10 Fitness. Do we have Phil or Justin there?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
You good?
How are we doing?
You pop a little iron in between the
circuit,
segments?
Working the circuit.
I might. I've already gotten a workout in today, but I might get a little more in today while we're here.
Which 10 Fitness are you located?
We're on Cantrell. We're on the Cantrell Road.
Is that the old Steinmart?
Yeah, it's a good spot. If you haven't been in here yet, it's really nice.
It is. Yeah. That is a great location. What's going on the show today?
Well, they got a back-to-school sale we're going to be talking about a little bit, and so we'll dig in on that. And then they've got a new location that we're going to talk about that's opening a little further out west. We've got... I did not see that coming. Some surprising things from over the last week. The Red White Report, thanks to UAMS Health Ortho Now. Entertainment Report brought to you by Bell and Sword. We got birthdays, thanks to Brewskis. We've got Zach Gillum from Oaklawn Sports talking about FanDuel lines and what's on tap, thanks to Flyway Brewing. So not much.
Today, I don't know if you saw it, Justin. I presume you did. Today's National Radio Day, so we had some discussion about the history of our station. And we had an interesting beginning, this station, back in the... You know, from the 80s to the 90s and the transformation to an all-sports deal. We had some interesting combos, didn't we?
Yeah, I would say that the Buzz is sort of like Nuke LaLoosh on the mound, Phil, sort of all over the place. At least we used to be that way.
That makes us a top prospect, too, right?
I don't want to talk about how he operates in the locker room, but out on the mound, you know how he is. He's a little wild. I mean, he hit the damn bull, for goodness sakes.
His mechanics also are really not very good. Yeah. I don't believe that we're a real radio station then.
I mean, we went from Don Imus. We had Don Imus in the mornings one time. We had Dan Hampton show in the mornings. We had Pat Lynch, and we had who was the lady?
Who was Laura?
Dr. Laura. Oh my gosh, Jim Rome. Remember Jim Rome? Racket.
Jim Rome was great. Yeah. I miss Jim Rome.
Yeah,
it was. If you had to listen to Jim Rome show or Paul Feinbaum show, what would you choose?
Oh my god!
I'd
rather, if Feinbaum's interviewing somebody of note, I'd rather do that. But if it's just listening to callers, I'd rather hear Rome, because I don't get into the whole call thing with. You know,
so we got a chance to replace Feinbaum with Rome. What do you think? Should we take it, put it to a poll?
I think we should go Rome, but yes, put it to the poll.
Yeah, I think it's probably, what do you think that's a, I don't know. I don't know if it's a demographic or not. Because Rome's got to be in his 60s now. I mean, he's not a spring chicken anymore.
He had Silverfield on recently.
Yeah, no, I noticed. Yeah, he used to have Muss on quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah. Muss was quite the attention hoe, but I respect that.
Justin
Good
Moore.
For the program.
Justin Moore, do you know where you're performing this weekend?
South and North Dakota.
All right. Well, go knock it out of the park, big boy.
Go try.
Do what you do. Every time I look up our national news feed, Justin, or our services, Justin Moore's in the national headlines, man. He was in there today. Yeah, how about that?
Justin, I got a couple things for you. Number one, I was really glad that you clarified, and I'm sorry to hear that you're dealing with your situation with your neck deal, but when I saw the video of you doing the interview talking about your recovery, I was like, wow, I guess, you know, like you said, I mean, it looked like maybe we'd been replacing some things with cookies. But, I mean, I hate that you're dealing with that. It sucks. But, obviously, you can't risk your voice. It's your the moneymaker, baby. But I will also tell you, I just got back from the Iowa State Fair, where you and I had a very intriguing night one night. And they had a couple really good crowds while we were up there. I went to see the Red Clay Strays, and they had about 15 and a half. And then I guess they set a new record. I think it was Laney Wilson had over 17,000. But I don't know what your crowd was officially up there, but that place was pretty jam-packed. But anyway, it brought back some good memories, man.
It's always good. That's always a fun environment.
I was a lot more sober this year when I went than I was with you.
What was the song you sang with him, Justin?
Beer Time. Yeah, Beer Time.
Yeah, I mean, you got up there with him on stage and knocked it out, man. I remember. I think I saw some video of that.
Yeah,
Justin, when we talk about Raj getting up on stage with me, Basil doesn't laugh. But when he's talking to you, I don't know what the laughter's for.
Well, this was the state. Justin was in a more. It was in a different state than what Roger was when.
Bro, I was on a different planet. we had a long day. You did great. We had a long day that day, and I'll never forget. I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. I think it's okay to tell now. Anyway,
so we're.
Yeah, we played golf for six hours. Number one thing is my buddy sculled one out of the trap and nearly hit Justin in the gonads, and he's like, a couple more inches and I'd have been singing Soprano tonight. And then we finished the round, and we're about on 16, Baz, and we had a long day, and I looked over at him, and I was like, are you going to be okay to go tonight? And he looks up at me, he just looks up at me real serious, and he goes, bro, I'm a professional.
There you go.
And I was like, all right. And you know what? You killed it.
Well, and at the time, I was young, so I could. And nowadays, I'm too old for that.
Yeah, sure. No doubt. We all are.
Well, Justin, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Roger, we will be at the Little Rock Athletic Club tomorrow for the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship. The best of the players in the state of Arkansas. We'll see them in action Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
that. I love watching all those folks play again.
They're so good at what they make it look so easy. All of them will be on streamed. Every match is streamed, which is really cool.
I'll try to get there. I won't before I go there tonight. I'll be at Mainline. So come down to Mainline Sports Bar.
Yeah, that's right. Go by and see and have some fun.
And then we'll go over there to the Little Rock Athletic Club, and then. Kicking off with it. Now you're speaking somewhere today, aren't you? Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm doing a little luncheon for some young business leaders here in the city. So looking forward to doing that. Got to shoot something with Sully here in a minute too.
Tomorrow, do we know who your surprise?
No, not yet.
Damn it!
I know. It's ridiculous, Christian. So we do the movie tonight.
Yeah, pressure. Don't oversell it. Pressure.
Yeah, I think you'll find the story interesting. The acting may not be the greatest, but I think the story in itself is a fascinating one, Roger.
Is it more interesting to read about?
It's like if I were playing, to me, seeing Brendan Fraser playing Eisenhower is like if I were to do a play like William Howard Taft.
Mickey Rooney playing a China person,
I think. I think you'll be interested, Christian, just to see the story. Because if you had to see the story, it's a fascinating story.
Absolutely.
It's a very important, one of the most important stories of D-Day and World War II. That was the weather. And it really does a good job.
The very last thing that Ike says in the movie. When do you see that?
I can forget what that was. All right. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it on National Radio Day. Couldn't do it without you. Glad you're with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations, yet you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square.